Amen. Here he comes. Are you ready? Amen. Our scripture was Matthew 25, 1 to 13, and as you know, it is the parable of the 10 virgins, the bridesmaids. And they have a lesson to teach us today, shall we pray? Heavenly Father, who can improve upon your words? What can we add or take away from them? Oh, your word is so wonderful. And how it teaches us, how it enriches our lives, how it nourishes us. And we're looking for nourishment today, enlightenment, encouragement, and motivation. May all these things happen through the agency of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened unto 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise, and 5 of them were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh," or "the bridegroom is coming, go out to meet him." And then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to the house to those who sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Here he comes. Bridesmaids are picked by the bride to attend to her, to be there at the wedding, to lend support. And weddings are festive and happy events. And if you get invited to a wedding, it's usually a good thing and you'd want to go. Especially if it's a close relative or a close friend. And there was quite a party going on. Now, Jesus was telling these stories to his disciples, and probably as he was telling the story, he might have been looking off into the distance and seeing such a thing going on right at that particular time. Lights around a house, and a procession, and laughing, and singing, and rejoicing. It was the custom in those days for the bridegroom to take a procession and go fetch his bride from her father's house, and then take her and the attendants to the feast, to the wedding reception. And so these virgins were the bridesmaids, and they were getting ready. But it was noted here that 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. You see, these bridesmaids represent the church. But not only do the bridesmaids themselves represent the church, but so do the lamps. Because each of us, Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world." And the church has been given the keeping of the message of the gospel, and it is the church's mission to prepare herself for the coming of the bridegroom. Each of us has a part. Now, some of us are like the virgins themselves. We must tend to those lamps. We must do the thinking, and we must do the legwork, and we must get the lamps ready for the bridegroom's appearing. The lamps sometimes are just sitting there doing nothing. And it's up to the attendants of the lamps to light them, to trim them, and to oil them. You understand what I'm saying? that the church is made up of all kinds of individuals, and some people have more responsibility than others. Some of them are like the virgins themselves, but some of them are wise, and some of them are foolish. Because the idea of the soon coming of the bridegroom has not really motivated them to make the proper preparation. But five of them decided they would be ready at any moment to leave, whether they were asleep, awake, or what. They would get enough oil in a vessel besides the lamp, and they would have the lamp ready, and the lamps would be there, and all they would have to do is make sure that they had made provision for a long wait. Even though we know that Jesus is coming soon, how soon is soon? And when will this happen? And here's what happened in this story. And at midnight, in the darkest hour of the day, of the night, at the very darkest hour, that's when Jesus will appear. Have you been paying attention to the world lately? It's pretty dark out there. And it's getting darker. And gross darkness is enveloping the whole earth. And men are becoming more wicked and wicked and more wicked. And all they seem to think of is how they can get even more wicked. Evil. Evil. Iniquity abounds. But where iniquity abounds, grace does that much more abound. And it is the mission, it is the responsibility of the Church of God to be a light in the darkness. And it is the responsibility of the leadership of the church to light those lamps, to trim those lamps, and to provide them with plenty of extra oil, for we do not know when Jesus will come. But he's coming suddenly and soon, and when he begins to do something, when God begins to do something, he does it like that. And that's what he means by suddenly. That's what he means by soon. You might think he's taking his time getting here, but he's on his way. He is fixing to come. Remember? He's getting ready. All things are ready. Now call my servants and tell them to go out into the highways and byways and compel them to come in. And the people that are in the church today, we must trim our lamps. We must get extra oil. And even if we do fall asleep, we should be ready. And there is a lot of sleeping going on in the church these days. People are not aware of the signs of the time. We know when it's going to storm, we look at the sky. And Jesus said that you can discern the weather, but you cannot tell the signs of the time that you're in. When he's talking about these five wise and these five foolish virgins, he's talking about today. Not when the apostles. He was talking to the apostles, but he's talking about our time right now. Are you ready for Jesus to come? What preparations are you making for Jesus to come? Are you up to date in your experience with God? Have you got short accounts? Have you asked him to forgive you of all your sins? Have you made up with your brother or your sister? Are there things in your life that are contaminating your walk with him? Are you falling asleep unprepared? Oh, wow. You think that Jesus just might be coming? Here he comes. Here he comes. You know, when we know a celebrity is coming to our community, we make preparations for them. I remember when the Queen was coming to Toronto. I was in Toronto years ago working in a clothing store as a part-time job. And the Queen was supposed to be coming by that store in her limousine at such and such a time. So people line the street to get ready for the Queen. Had their flags out and everything. And she drove by and she waved that little wave of hers. But we got ready for the Queen to come. Ah, but a greater than Queen Elizabeth is here. A greater than Barack Obama is here. And who would that be? That's Jesus, and He's in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is here, and He is preparing you and I. He wants to fill our lamps to overflowing. He wants our lights to so shine before men that when they see our good works, they will glorify our Father, which is in heaven. They will say, what meaneth this? They will say, what is it that you have that I need because I want it? Are they looking at you that way with hunger? Are they looking at you, oh, can you help me? Because that's exactly the kind of light we need to be shining before the world. That's what Achan needs. That Achan needs a Seventh-day Adventist church on fire for God and burning at the top of the hill. A light shining and the people prepared and everybody working together. The bridegroom is coming. Let's go out to meet him. And they would go out into the street, and those five that were prepared, they had plenty of oil. They had trimmed their lamps. Now, a lot of people are good at trimming lamps, but they're not good at supplying oil. Because it said they all trimmed their lamps, but they didn't have enough oil. What is this oil? What is this oil? How can we make sure we have enough oil? Well, how do you get anything oiled? You've got to open up the machine and you've got to pour it in. And you've got to get the right kind of oil. You don't want something that's going to make your engine sputter and you want the oil, the genuine thing. You want the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, ask for the Holy Spirit, and He'll give you the real thing. Because He says, if you evil fathers know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? We need a double portion. That's what we keep asking for. That's what we keep praying for. A double portion of the Holy Spirit for now and for later. We need to have a reserve. And that reserve only comes, well, by asking. Keep asking for more. God has an overabundant supply. He has enough Holy Spirit to lift everybody off earth if they were prepared. So we need to have a double portion of the Holy Spirit, an extra supply. We need to understand the times we're in. We need to get motivated. We need to shake ourselves and say, am I ready for Jesus to come? And if I'm ready, let me help somebody else get ready. Because some people are just like those lamps. They just sit there and they don't allow, somebody has to almost pour the oil in for them. And somebody has to do the trimming. But once we get them lit and once we have an extra supply, you see, there's going to be some pastors and there's going to be some leaders that are going to be missing out. You know, those virgins woke up, but they didn't have enough for their lights, for their lamps. And some of the people, some of the churches, half of the church may be asleep too long and may not be aware of the times that they're in. A lot of the problem with the churches today is they're not preparing their people for the soon coming of the Lord. And some people just need to have a little help. So it's up to the leadership of the church to help those get their lamps trimmed and light them and get them going. And allow the Holy Spirit to flow from vessel to vessel to vessel. We want to have a church that's on fire, don't we? We want to be ready for Jesus to come, don't we want to be? Are you ready? Here He comes. What do you need to do to get ready for Jesus to come? Think about that. Is there anything in my life that needs straightening out? Is there somebody I need to go to and say, I'm sorry? Can we be friends? Will you forgive me? I was wrong. Those are awful hard things to say. I was wrong. Practice it. Say it over and over again because you're probably more wrong than you're right. I know I am. I'm right sometimes, and I sure enjoy being right. But I sure don't like being wrong. Oh, I want to be right with God. That's the most important thing to be right about. Right with God, short accounts, forgiven, covered with His blood, sins washed away, and helping our brother and our sister along the way. What do you say? You think that's a good idea? Don't you want to be found in the vineyard working, doing God's work when He comes and says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. We don't need to think about this. This isn't rocket science. It's Jesus 101. Isn't it? As I have done to you, do ye likewise unto each other. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, it is only by your grace and grace alone that we will ever be saved. But Lord, give us a sense of urgency about your soon appearing. We know you may tarry, and we may even doze off a little bit, but we need to have our lamps trimmed, ready, and extra oil for our vessels. Oh Lord, help us to all cooperate with one another and get right and get going, Lord. And so we can go out into the highways and byways. Give us that urgency to go tell our neighbors and friends and to be a neighbor and to do our good deeds while there is yet light. For the night cometh when no man can work. Bless us, we pray now, and give us what we need. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.